Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are suing Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and we're going to tell you why on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, has also established and banned Christian counselors from helping children who are struggling with same-sex attractions, behaviors, and the like. Another state does not want children to be helped, but instead push them toward this whole gender industry.
Yeah. Gretchen Whitmer is a terrible governor, and particularly on this issue, very radical LGBTQ. And here's an example of how this policy of the Michigan governor negatively affects people, particularly youth and minors and parents. Prisha had borderline personality disorder, so her doctors decided to treat her mental health condition by cutting off her breast and chemically sterilizing her. Crazy as it sounds, it's true. 10 years later, Prisha is coming out of the horrors she suffered at the hands of the so-called trans industry, thankfully, to finally properly receiving care for her mental health diagnoses that should have been at the very beginning. But Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has banned the life-saving Christian counseling that has saved the lives of countless girls like Prisha. On June 26, 2023, Governor Whitmer banned Christian change counseling for minors. And now we're going to be suing Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We ask that you pray for our case to help us protect girls and families like Prisha. And you can go for more information to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You know, it's so sad, Matt. I mean, it's the children that always pay the price for this. They're already confused. They get on social media. They get this propaganda in public schools. And the gender industry, they're just, you know, salivating to get them on the table to take off their body parts to make money from them. But these children are left hopeless. And if they can't get counseling, that just increases their hopelessness.
Yeah, Whitmer has been promoting, pushing this idea of banning Christian change counseling since at least 2021, not long after she shut down the entire state, locked people in their houses, bankrupt innumerable businesses, and even threatened to arrest people for using motorized boats during her draconian lockdown orders. At age 15, Prisha had an existing mental health diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. But living in a university town in the very liberal state of Michigan, Prisha's doctors were eager to treat the young girl with the new trend of, quote, gender-affirming care, close quote, instead of treating her existing mental health diagnosis. The girl was rushed down the road of cross-sex hormones and sadly underwent mutilating surgery. Prisha and her parents say the doctors manipulated them into medical, quote, transitioning, close quote. At the time, Prisha says her mental health condition felt unbearable, quote, so she said, I just took the cure that was handed to me, close quote. I was told that I was being given a cure and that I wouldn't want to kill myself anymore. Poor Prisha, you know, she was put on testosterone and then underwent a double mastectomy, removing both of her healthy breasts shortly after she turned age 18.
You just want to weep for these poor children, you know?
And, you know, it makes you angry at these doctors.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind? I mean, you think about a doctor going into a surgical room.
One who takes the oath of first do no harm.
A young woman, and there's nothing wrong with her body, and they want to surgically remove her breast.
And I think they're making like $30,000 off each child when they do that.
I can't fathom that. It's grotesque. It is Nazi-esque.
I mean, it's like going in there and saying, why don't we just cut your arm off or something like that. It's despicable.
And this lady, despicable. I mean, the one doctor down in Miami, and she would gloat about how many breasts she had amputated that week with smiley faces or frowny faces if she didn't amputate enough breast.
But she didn't have her own breast, did she?
No. Well, I don't think she had operated on her own breast.
But it's okay to operate on these
but
children.
But she could take it off of all these kids and make a lot of money.
It's despicable.
It's hard to even put this in words. It's really sad. And so these kids need help. These parents need help. Surgery and hormones, however, didn't make things better. And it doesn't. It makes them always worse.
They need good counseling.
Yeah, Prisha, as time went by, realized she was more miserable than before the drugs and surgery. So she sought out a therapist who would treat her original mental health condition, and it made all the difference in the world. Now, at 25, Prisha has, quote, detransitioned, close quote. That's a term that these people use. Obviously, you don't really transition.
No, you can't do that.
You make yourself look one way or act one way. She is happy to be identifying as a woman, how she was actually born by God. But a lot of grief and anger remain. Christian change counseling saves lives. And that's why we're going after Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She wants to continue to chain the people in these cages of this LGBTQ agenda. And, you know, what's really sad is these people actually, like Prisha, she has she had issues. She had borderline personality disorder. She had issues. And she goes to a doctor. She wants help. She's begging for help. And so the doctors give her this magic formula. All will be well, Prisha, if you just follow this formula, take some of these drugs, and then we'll go through some surgery, and all will be well. All your problems will go away. You won't want to kill yourself anymore. Well, who wouldn't want that? The lies that they're getting is awful. So Prisha said, quote, I have borderline personality disorder, and I know for a fact this is the reason for my dysphoria. It is a very difficult mental illness, and one of the core features is not having any sense of self or identity. My doctors knew this, she said, all caps. Yet they chose to treat her mental health disorder with highly profitable yet permanently damaging chemicals and surgeries instead of the therapy Prisha actually needed.
But, you know, I commend her for not only willing to get to the root cause of her struggles, but now she's speaking out about what this gender industry is doing. I mean, just like, for example, Chloe Cole, she suffered greatly at the hands of these so-called doctors. Now she goes around the country speaking out, trying to encourage, number one, children not to fall for this, and number two, parents don't fall for this, and legislatures,
exactly.
You've got to pass laws to protect these children.
Yeah, no question. Prisha goes on to say, and strongly says, I really feel like some people in the trans community and the trans medicalist and the doctors really, really target the most vulnerable of us. She goes on to say, I lost my voice. I lost my chest. I don't know if I am ever going to be able to have kids. She said this, gasping through tears. I can't believe this happened. Now she's 25. I've ruined my life. When you break it down, I decided that I didn't want to be a woman before I had ever even experienced what it means to be a woman. I had no idea what being a woman was like because I was a child. Now I feel like I will never entirely know. What a sad situation. Pray for this girl, Prisha. But Prisha's just one of many. Prisha and the girls like her, they won't be able to get the proper medical care. In some of these states, right now there's about 87 states that still have this ban. We struck down 23 of these laws in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama by two Court of Appeal decisions representing counselors. The first victories in the entire nation. And we're now going after Michigan. We're going after several other states. I won't name all those until we actually file suit, but we are going after them. And we are coming to a situation where we are strategically moving to different circuit courts of appeal. And our ultimate goal is to get one of these cases up to the United States Supreme Court so that we can strike down these counseling bans permanently across the country once and for all. These laws have to go. Governments have no right going into the counseling room, telling the counselor that they have to push these kids into this trans nonsense. They have no right telling these clients that they can't get any treatment and counsel that will help them overcome these unwanted attractions, behaviors, and gender confusion, they have a right to be able to get the counsel of their choice, and we want to make sure that they do. Our mission is to literally set the captives free, set people free like Prisha, be able to give them the opportunity of having life-changing Christian counseling that addresses the issues that they face and that frees them from these lies that are being perpetrated. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's /helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.